those Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Off we go with hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, November 22nd, 2025. Today, as we said in hour one, well, it is a PTP day here on the program. Of course, that means Preferred Travel Panel. Since launching this new segment, Mary, what, back in January, I think we did that, it has quickly become part of the show everyone wants to be a part of, outside, of course, of our Chief Travel Leader conversation that is exclusive to just CEO and COO or C-suite guests. So as we transmit live via satellite across the USA to our 610 weekly stations airing this program, likely in a community right where you are, well, we've got three guests waiting for us right now for today's panel. The cruise sector of travel is going to be our main focus, and Mary's going to let us know who is patiently waiting for us.
One of our favorite categories in travel. All right, let's welcome for today's Preferred Travel Panel. We have Ann Madison, a senior VP with Cruise Lines International Association, a.k.a. CLIA. We have Sean Tubman, a senior vice president with our new show partner, Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and Stephanie Serino, a luxury cruise specialist with the Zelle Travel Group.
Hello, everyone. Nice to have you here on America's number one travel radio show today as the nation gets ready for Thanksgiving later this week.
Hi, Robert and Mary. It's great to be with you. This is Sean Tubman.
Hi, Sean. Do we have Ann and Stephanie?
We have Ann. I'm here. I'm really happy to talk about this, about cruise. Yeah. My favorite topic.
And Ms. Stephanie, we're making sure you're there as well.
I sure am. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's get into this. So, Sean, I will begin by saying, listen, it was nice connecting with you in person earlier this week when Mary and I were there at Regent's headquarters in Miami after we successfully wrapped up the big Let's Go America tour NYC to MIA via the ABCs and our live remote last weekend at this time from Seven Seas Splendor in Aruba. So thank you for a little bit of your time earlier this week.
Yeah, thank you. It was great to meet both of you, and I'm glad you had such a great experience on board. It is a tremendous ship. I sailed on it with a group of my friends last summer, and she is just, she's that and more, right?
Well, we are looking forward to it. We've got Grandeur coming in January. But, Anne, you know, I'm going to get to you first. I want your thoughts on something as we start off this panel discussion. You know, our friends at AAA have shared with us they expect an increased number of travelers cruising this Thanksgiving. And for 2025, they've revised numbers saying now that 21 million Americans roughly will go on an ocean cruise. That number, they say, is going to get closer to 22 million Americans cruising next year. So what can you report to us on the current state of the cruise industry and maybe what you and the CLIA folks are expecting moving forward?
25 with huge momentum. We were already sailing really, really strongly, but we're going to go even stronger in 2026. There are so many new ships coming out, so much higher demand for cruising, and, you know, the United States leads the way in the number of passengers that travel, but we're expecting close to 40 million travelers in 2026.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
So the number's even higher.
Yeah, it's got to be exciting for all three of you to be part of an industry that has seen just incredible growth. Sean, as you know, Robert and I have shared a 10-year relationship with Seabourn, but after a number of back-and-forth discussions with senior management at Regent, we did decide to move to the company as our exclusive ocean cruise partner. And, you know, we just talked about it briefly. We did just experience in a pretty incredible inaugural voyage that definitely exceeded our expectations, and it does underscore just how ultra luxurious a product Regent is delivering. Robert said earlier in the show, we've heard great things from our show fans who followed our travels and tuned in last week to the live show we did from Aruba. And let's be honest, there is such terrific growth happening, particularly in this sector of the cruise industry, in the luxury sector. There's a lot of reasons for that, and from a lot of people that we interacted with during this cruise from New York to Miami through the Caribbean, it's clear that affluent travelers are doing well. Their people are living longer. They're seeking a lot of top-notch experiences. They're traveling with their family in some cases. Do you agree this trend is going to continue, and how are you and the Regent team working to meet the evolving needs of travelers?
I definitely think it's going to continue. We're very bullish on it. I've been in the cruise industry 45 years, so I've seen the gestation of the industry and the growth, and luxury and ultra luxury cruising growth has been phenomenal the last few years, and it's going to continue, and we're going to continue to be a prime player. We continue to come out with new and exciting ships to meet this demand. The demand is really, like you said, unprecedented, where you have a convergence of people are healthier, they're living longer, the affluent are really spending their money on experiences these days versus just purchasing goods. So there was a paradigm shift a while ago from a want to a need. Mm-hmm. And so it's really an exciting time for the industry. There's a lot of new capacity coming out in the industry, not just Regent.
No question.
But new ships, new types mm-hmm. of ships, sizes of ships, and so forth. So,
well, that is exciting
for everybody.
Yeah, there's no question. There is a question for everybody. We've talked about that. Stephanie, anything you'd like to comment on what Anne or Sean have expressed so far?
I agree. I think it is a very exciting time for the cruise industry, and the increased capacity is thrilling to watch, but also how full the ships are sailing and how early the ships are filling up. And as far as the luxury cruise sector, I'm really excited about all of the new hotel brands that are coming into the cruise industry, because I think that's going to get a lot of people who thought they were not cruisers to become cruisers.
Yeah.
So Ritz-Carlton was the first in the market, and now you have Four Seasons, Orient Express, Aman. I mean, these are just incredible brands with loyal followings of high-end clients who are looking forward to experiencing a small ship cruise. And I think it's going to grow the industry as a whole. I think we're all going to win from that.
Well, and you take a look at the proliferation that is happening out there, you're correct. I mean, you know, we've seen other operators. But Mary and I continue to say the luxury aspect of travel in the cruise sector, it's outstanding. What's being offered, the level of and we're going to talk about that as the panel unfolds and so forth. But, you know, I know, Mary, you and I, our first cruise years ago with our sons, they love to travel now. Demographics are coming down.
That was a mistake to put them on that particular cruise line for their first cruise. You're supposed to build up.
Well, panel, listen, we are going to quickly, we're going to come up on our first break of the hour, and we appreciate all of you being with us. So we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to expand this conversation when we return. I want to let you also know, if you're not that familiar with our preferred travel panel that we launched this year, we're going to go rapid fire with the three of you in the H block, which will be coming up. That's at the just after the bottom of the hour break. So I want you all to hold on for that. That's always fun. We always hear great things from our show fans. But anyway, so Mary, looking at the clock right now, I think we're going to toss things back to Bobby down there in Dallas at the Network Center. Folks, we need to pause for some important sponsor messages. Don't go anywhere. Today's preferred travel panel will continue after this break. Show returns in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations.
With more than 150 resorts across the U.S., Europe, Mexico, Asia, the Caribbean, and elsewhere, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities ranging from beautiful pools to state-of-the-art fitness centers.
We like that you can convert membership points into Hilton Honor points and use them for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide, or for car rentals, air travel, and more. Their flexible point-based vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional home ownership.
They also offer a one-of-a-kind program called HGV Ultimate Access that delivers special events and experiences, from private concerts by top-selling musicians to celebrity chef-hosted dinners, world-class sporting events, and more.
Wherever your travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations, because where you stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com, or as always, check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
What if this holiday you could have it all? Zero stress, you find gifts everyone loves, and all your holiday food wows. Sounds amazing, right? Well, that's what you get with Chef IQ Sense, the wireless cooking thermometer that takes the guesswork out of cooking. Right now, it's 30% off during their Black Friday sale at ChefIQ.com with code Carrie. It's so easy. Just pop in the sensor, tell the app what you're cooking, turkey, prime rib, whatever, and Chef IQ does the rest. Head to ChefIQ.com, use promo code Carrie for 30% off, or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. Have you ever slept under the Saharan stars in Morocco or searched for wildlife on an African savanna? Well, even for the savviest of travelers, some destinations demand expertise. When you go guided with Colette, every tour is expertly planned and expertly led with local guides who speak the language, know the local people and the culture, as well as lesser known attractions. All you need to do is relax and savor the moments. Visit GoColette.com and find your dream destination, Colette, by travelers for travelers. You can also find that link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Craig. Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us. We, of course, have Rudy patched in from St. Paul with us while Bobby is running things and the board down there in Dallas, uplinking us to all of our affiliates nationwide via satellite through Denver. As we reset for the G Block, well, today's preferred travel panel is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
And with Thanksgiving travel upon us, don't be one of the millions of travelers unprepared for the unexpected. Whether you're going to be on a long or short getaway, whether it's international or domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/Carrie. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance.
You know, packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, it's just simply smart travel, folks. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travels. So go get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie for your holiday travels, or just find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, back to today's panel with Ann Madison, Sean Tubman, and Stephanie Serino.
So I'm going to go, this is something for all three of you. You know, over the past 10 years, we have covered the various efforts to restore the SS United States. Susan Gibbs, the granddaughter of the ship's designer, has been on this program at least a half a dozen times discussing developments with us. Unfortunately, they were never able to raise all the money needed, and this week news came that she'll be sunk off the Florida panhandle between Destin and Pensacola. The show is actually being heard there right now on FM 101.1 WYOO radio and some of the other stations in the area, like Mobile. But, you know, she was the largest ocean, or still is, the largest ocean liner to be entirely built in the United States. Still holds the record for being the fastest ocean liner to cross the Atlantic in either direction in around 3.5 days. Her new purpose will become the world's largest artificial reef. And before we get back to some of the other items that we want to talk to you about, I want to know, do any of you have any comments about the fate of the SS United States, or perhaps a connection to her in some way? Anne, do you want to go first?
Well, I wish I had a connection to her. I'm telling you what, though, it really is a great symbol of American maritime leadership. And it's sad that she's entering her final chapter, but I also think that she reminds us that history doesn't stand still. That same spirit, you know, that built this amazing ship is driving today's leadership. And that leadership is now being seen in amazing passenger experiences, cruise ship designs, the sustainability efforts. And, you know, while it's very, very sad, finding an afterlife purpose is, I think, something that is very honorable.
Sean, any thoughts at all? Any connection or anything to? I think NCL at one point actually had some ownership stake in it.
Yeah, actually, yes, we were working on it. It didn't pan out, but I do go back a long time seeing her. I'm from Philadelphia originally, and I used to see her at the Philadelphia shipyard for a number of years, and it was just sad seeing her sit there. I had a similar experience with. When I first got in this industry, it was 1980, and my first job was working on the SS Norway, which was the SS France, and that was the last of the transatlantic liners. And it was a fantastic, you know, a ship that was somewhat similar, you know, to the United States. Definitely not as fast, but but she ended up at the end of her career, and a lot of the problem was the asbestos and so forth in the ship,
right.
And the expense to bring her up to SOLAS requirements. So she ended up going to Port Klang in Malaysia, and being cut up, you know, with welding torches. It was a sad ending, but there's a, you know, there's only so much you can do sometimes.
Well, we've got the largest artificial reef coming. There we are. So I know Mary's looking at me, so you want to move on.
All right, so we'll switch gears. And, Sean, I'm going to go to you first on this. The cruise sector of travel has traditionally attracted an older demographic over the years, but there's no question, and we're seeing it when we travel via cruise, that the industry is seeing more families, more multi-generational, even solo travelers. That market is growing. Our first cruise years ago, as Robert said earlier, we did take our sons. They love cruise ships. Talk with us about the evolving demographics and what that means for offerings that you can now see on cruise ships.
Well, it's interesting. It goes back to a comment you made earlier about multi-gen, and we see so much of it. And today, like you said, a lot of Gen Xers, millennials, they've been brought up cruising, whereas the baby boomers really didn't cruise in the past. So this really bodes well for the future. There's such a knowledge now of the value of cruising. And you mentioned solo travelers. That's a real trend. We're accommodating more and more solo travelers on board the ships. The multi-gen is perfect for us because it's not as much the little kids and then three generations. It's the older kids plus three generations, maybe four generations.
The only thing, Sean, that I'll say, to be fair, that the cruise industry has to figure out at some point is how to deal with the solo traveler with a single supplement. That's I know they're working on. There are various aspects of it, but that is an issue. We hear it all the time, the people that want to travel with us. And you know, it's just the reality of the industry and so forth that has to be addressed.
Stephanie, this is certainly your wheelhouse. You're working directly with travelers booking cruises. What are you seeing?
I agree. One of my favorite trends is the multi-generational trend. And I would like to make a shout out of Thanksgiving for this season to all the financial advisors out there who are telling my retired clients to spend it. And I'm so happy. Really, I mean, because they're all seeing their stock portfolios increase and they're realizing that these experiences, bringing the whole family on a vacation together, is creating wonderful memories for them to have forever and giving them really quality time to spend together and explore new destinations. So I love planning them. I love working with clients to make sure that all age groups are having a wonderful time. And I just think that those are really special trips.
So, Rudy, do you have anything, any direction you want to go with our panel?
Well, we all know that the cruise industry was hit hard by the pandemic. In fact, on this program, Robert and Mary promoted for months the hashtag Free the Cruise Ships, because the government was making things very difficult for operators, even as many other parts of the industry were opening up. Obviously, as you all have pointed out, the industry is doing just fine right now. But there's still, I would think, an amount of debt being carried by operators. What's going to happen with it? Is it going to lead to some consolidation or contraction? Or can we expect this continued growth, greater investment and growth to continue over the next 7 years?
Ann, what do you say on that?
Well, I can't talk to the investments. I have to stay outside of that. But I will say that the demand for cruise is so strong right now, it has surged since since December of 2019. So that might be our last normal year. But now we're creating a new normal, and there is more enthusiasm. About 85% of cruisers who have cruised before will cruise again. That's way higher, 5 percentage points higher than it was in December of 2019. And the new-to-cruise is also at the highest percentage it ever has been in considering cruise.
All right,
cruise recovered faster, and it's got more momentum than any other travel segment.
So let's talk about that a little bit, because, you know, Mary and I have been asked many times, you know, what we enjoy about cruising or why we're so high on the industry. It's actually kind of funny to us how often this question comes up. You know, we've always been pro-cruise, but, you know, a decade ago or so, you know, frankly, we didn't have that great of an interest in cruise. And I say that because we didn't fully know what we didn't know. But after doing a luxury ocean cruise with our sons from Venice to Athens, and then a Christmas market Market Cruise with another show partner, we really began to appreciate all the benefits of cruising and the community of fellow travelers we get to engage and connect with. So, you know, being on the younger side of traditionally the cruise demographics, I'm sure has played a big part of it for us. But having shared what I just said, I'd love to hear what attracted you to the cruise sector of travel and what you most enjoy about it. We've got about a minute and a half, and I'm going to go Stephanie first.
Ah, okay. So I got into the industry at the turn of the century, and I've been planning vacations ever since. I joined, so let's see, it was right before 9/11, and I had the opportunity to do an American Express Platinum Fan in the Med on, dating myself now, Orient Line's Marco Polo. A line that has since been defunct, kind of transformed into Oceania, to Renaissance and then to Oceania, right? Like you can sort of follow the lineage.
Yeah, Oceania's doing a great job too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I went as a solo and I fell in love. I love not having to pack and unpack. I love being able to explore these small destinations and really get a taste. And then know which places I wanted to go back to again and again. That was my first Mediterranean cruise. I've since been on 14. It's one of my favorite destinations on Earth, and I still can't get enough.
Well, listen, Stephanie, by the way, you just articulated so many of the things that we could say, but I would tell you the food, the entertainment, the overall, the excursions, I mean, just everything you get to do, waking up in a new place. There's so much about travel on cruise that we really do love. We need to take another break. So, panel, we're going to ask you to hold right there. We will continue this after the break, and we're going to go rapid fire with you. Folks, as we pause for this bottom of the hour break, we're going to hand things off to Bobby at the Network Command Center. He's going to run some important messages. The local stations will give you news. When we return, the fastest segment in radio and the fastest 2 hours in travel continues.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and special coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from Seven Seas Splendor and Seven Seas Grandeur as part of our alliance with them. You can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back indeed, everyone. Great having all of you aboard with us as we broadcast across America today. We're about to go rapid fire for this third installment of today's Preferred Travel Panel, but first, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with 200-plus resorts in places around the U.S. and internationally as well. They're going to provide spacious, upscale accommodations for you, and they offer an awful lot of home-like features and resort-style amenities.
So wherever travel takes you, find more information, go earn all of your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com or just connect at RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
All right, Stephanie, Ann, Sean, we thank you for staying with us through that bottom of the hour break.
All right. So, Sean, I'm going to ask you really quick. I just need about a 15-20 second answer. I'm sorry, because we want to get to rapid fire. But I want to hear from you. What attracted you to the cruise sector of travel?
I started working on board the ships. I worked in entertainment and cruise staff. And from there, I got into sales and been with the company ever since. I love the camaraderie on board the ship. We have such great guests who are just so nice, so worldly, so interesting.
Yeah, the people you meet, very interesting. All right, so we're going to go rapid fire. Here's how it works. Mary and I and Rudy, we're going to throw in a topic. We want you to share the first thing that comes to mind without hesitating. So I'm going to say, we'll go this way. Anne, if a cruise line says gratuities are prepaid and included, do you still tip regardless? And how much do you like to tip crew members?
Well, first of all, my father taught us the joy of being overly generous in tipping. So, yes, I still tip. And I will tip anywhere from 20 to 25% on top.
Okay. Stephanie?
No. I've lived in Europe for a long time, and so I'm just understand the different cultural expectations about gratuities and how our American attitudes are based on paying our service people horribly without any benefits, and the rest of the world does not do the same.
Okay. All right. Sean, what do you say?
All our gratuities are included on board the ship. It's part of the all-inclusive product. But I typically do tip extra for the butler. We have butlers in our suites. They're all suites to begin with. So I typically, tip for extra service. There's always people that stand out among the crew. They're just so great.
Yeah, we agree on that.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So that's good balanced conversation, though, with some interesting opinions there. Stephanie, that's a good point. All right. So this is going to be like asking you to pick your favorite child. And we all know nobody has a favorite child. But I am really curious to know best cruise itinerary that you've ever taken anywhere in the world, something that you would absolutely go back and do it again, or it was just so good you want to remember it that way and you wouldn't go back and do it again. Anne.
I'm going to have to go with the cruise that we took as a multi-generational cruise. It was actually on a Norwegian ship, so we'll stay within the family here. And the reason that sticks in my mind is I don't care where we went. It was the Caribbean, but the experience of being with all the generations of my family that were able to enjoy that and start a new century together, that is absolutely the most memorable, and I recommend it. If somebody's looking for something to celebrate a really momentous time of your life, that's the way to do it.
Cruise. Sean?
Well, I've been on hundreds of cruises, so it's hard. It's really tough to pick your favorite child here. But I really enjoy, it's interesting. I enjoyed immensely the sailing my group went on of friends last summer. And it was similar to the itinerary that you're going to be hosting on the Grandeur in October. Mm-hmm. Those are fantastic ports. KOTOR, Dubrovnik, Ephesus, they're just wondrous.
Oh, we like
all right.
And
yep. Looking forward to it.
Sicily.
Yep.
So, Stephanie, what do you say?
Well, I already did say that I love the Mediterranean as my favorite destination, okay. But that is a more evergreen destination to me. I think I would choose a group that I hosted on Regent Seven Seas Explorer in Japan. Hmm. That was in the fall of 2023. Hmm. It started a love affair with Japan. I have since cruised there a second time, and I've been there four more times.
Okay.
And we're actually moving there on Tuesday.
I love that. That may be a 2027
moving.
Thing.
Wait, you
us.
Said you're so, moving there.
So,
wow.
Wow. Good.
Yeah, well, another conversation.
We're going to have a
how
personal
exciting.
Connection segment out
yes.
of that. Rudy, do you want to ask a question?
Calling you.
Rudy?
The large and some small cruise ports limit the size and capacity of ships.
Stephanie?
I'm sorry. So this is still about Japan, right?
No. Rudy just said, do you think we'll continue to see large or small cruise ships be limited in the destinations they're headed?
I think there are going to be a few more places that might restrict, but overall, the variety of destination possibilities, I think it'll just bring more options to those smaller ships that are able to get in. So
I got to tell you, you guys have been a great panel, but we're running out of time again. This is the fastest 2 hours of travel. We could go on and do the entire show, but we only have 45 seconds, so we're going to leave it there. We had like five more questions to get to, but thank each of you today. I was going to ask you a great Thanksgiving holiday cruise, but we'll have to do that another time. Sincere thanks to all three of you for being a part of today's live broadcast and today's travel panel. Stephanie, good luck with the move.
That's exciting.
Sean, we will talk to you soon, and Anne, we'll look forward to cruising with you at some point soon. So have a happy Thanksgiving,
thank
everybody.
Thank you all. All right.
All right.
In about
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In about 10 minutes, Robert and I are going to be joined by the VP of Tour Design at Colette as we share more ways for you to go out and explore the world. But up next, first class, business class, and premium economy are going to get dissected with Rudy.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
What if this holiday you could have it all? Zero stress, you find gifts everyone loves, and all your holiday food wows. Sounds amazing, right? Well, that's what you get with Chef IQ Sense, the wireless cooking thermometer that takes the guesswork out of cooking. Right now, it's 30% off during their Black Friday sale at chefiq.com with code Carrie. It's so easy. Just pop in the sensor, tell the app what you're cooking, turkey, prime rib, whatever, and Chef IQ does the rest. Head to chefiq.com, use promo code Carrie for 30% off, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
It's a busy time of the year, and sleep is so important. This is the perfect time to invest in a new mattress, and the Black Friday sale is going to get you a great deal with 27% off at helixsleep.com/Carrie. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and Helix is the most awarded mattress brand. Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. So take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 27% off site-wide with free shipping, or visit armworldtravel.com. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code Carrey, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
If you've been waiting to try learning a new language with Babbel, now is the time. Black Friday has come early this year. Babbel's biggest sale is happening now. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with a lifetime subscription at our best price of the year, which means a small investment for all your big adventures. Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember. Plus, Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And with a lifetime access to all of Babbel's languages, lessons, podcasts, and cultural insights, just imagine what you can do, or rather, where you could go. So if you've been putting off booking that pastry pilgrimage to France for fear of mispronouncing croissant, take advantage of Babbel's biggest sale of the season. Where will Babbel take you? Find out at Babbel.com. But hurry, this offer ends November 30th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less, for a limited time at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lap does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, the rigors of travel wear on all of us, as do aspects of everyday life. And if you're feeling more aches and pains these days, or other symptoms from inflammation in your body, well, we've got a solution. It's called Relief Factor, and it's 100% natural. It's a 100% natural research-based formula created to help combat the root causes of inflammation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and everyday activity. This is an email we got from Tracy, a show fan in Knoxville, who writes, quote, "My husband is a diabetic and has suffered with neuropathy in his feet for years. Early this year, he broke his leg right below the ankle, and due to the diabetes, he can't take ibuprofen, but his foot keeps swelling. I decided to buy him Relief Factor because I had run out of other options. Well, it worked. The swelling started going away, and as he continued to use it, he realized that his neuropathy was no longer bothering him at all anymore either. I don't have any scientific proof, but I will testify it. That was the only thing we added to his life, and the neuropathy issue disappeared after 2 months of using Relief Factor. Thank you." unquote. Well, thank you, Tracy. And Relief Factor is indeed a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil that's trusted by many thousands in our audience to provide ongoing relief from their pain, whether it be back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, including general muscle aches and pains. So try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, and when you do, you can very easily order your 3-week trial pack for just $19.95. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or, as always, you can find a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, once upon a time in the airline world, there was coach class and first class. But airlines have been adding a couple more categories over the years in order to charge a bit more in more different ways. So today, let's concentrate on the front of the plane for a moment. For example, do you know the difference between business class and first class? Our next guest does. Zach Wichter is a consumer travel reporter with USA Today. He also writes the paper's Cruising Altitude column as well. Zach, welcome to the show. Let's start with that question. Is there a difference between business class and first class these days?
Hi, thanks for having me on. So that's a great question, and it can be a little confusing to answer. In general, though, when it comes to airlines that are based in the U.S., the shorthand that I like to explain is that business class is kind of the most luxurious thing that people think of. When you think of that big flatbed seat on a transatlantic flight, that's typically a business class seat. First class is what airlines have on their shorter flights, and it's just a bigger seat that, you know, has a little more recline, a little more elbow room, and is typically at the front of the cabin on a shorter domestic flight.
And first class, as our parents, or at least my parents may remember it, or even I remember it, used to be sort of the very, very luxurious front of the plane option. Now, it depending on what plane you're flying and how long you're flying and what airline you're flying, it can be that, or it can be fairly modest, just a lot more room, right?
That's exactly right. So first class will always be the nicest option if it is sold on the flight that you're flying on. So there are some international airlines, and actually American Airlines still also has its own international first class, which is an even bigger bed with more room than it has in its business class flatbed seats. But a lot of airlines have gotten to this stage in their evolution where they don't feel like they need both a business class bed seat on long haul flights and a first class bed seat on long haul flights. And so that's why we're seeing this sort of consolidation, but also segmentation.
Well, I know the American Airlines first class is going away soon on the few planes it's still on, but you'll find that kind of first class, if I can call it that, on a lot of Asian, but particularly Middle Eastern airlines, where you can even have a bedroom with a shower in it if you're really willing to pay up. I really liked this quote you put in your column on this subject recently from the founder of a Texas-based travel agency. Her name is Lulu Lima, and she said she describes main cabin as your office chair, premium economy as a rocking chair. The flights with long-haul business are lie flat, and that's a bed.
Right.
And if you're going short distances, you know, premium economy is nice, a nicer office chair with a little bit of extra wiggle room, and your business first class is your boss's chair. It is confusing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. All of these categories can get very confusing. And so I always recommend when people are booking their flights to do a little research, you know, try to understand what kind of plane you're flying on. And then there are all sorts of third-party sites that will really help you get a better idea of exactly what to expect. One that I use a lot myself is called AeroLOPA. That's AeroLOPA. And the LOPA stands for Layout of Passenger Accommodations. And so that will show you kind of a more detailed map of what exactly each airline's different aircraft look like, and can give you a much better picture of what to expect, not just in terms of what the seats are going to be like, but also if you're selecting a seat in a row that may be missing a window or something like that.
Well, there you go. Zach Wichter's a travel reporter, writes for USA Today. Check out his stuff. Zach, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it has been nice having all of you tuned in with us on this November 22nd broadcast, everyone, at 52 minutes past the hour as we reconnect with all of you from the New York City area. Helping you explore the world is the focus of today's J-Block, and we're going to be joined right now by one of our show partners at Colette.
That's right, Robert. And with Black Friday ahead later this week, booking travel is going to be something I'm sure many listeners will be doing. So before we break for Thanksgiving, we're headed back to that show hotline one more time today as Anna Rooney, VP of Tour Design and Operations at Colette, is holding for us.
All right, we're going to get right to her to maximize our time right now, Mary. Anna, nice to have you here with Mary and me on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, always enjoy having folks from Colette on the program with us. So I'm going to begin with something that Mary and I say often here on the program when we talk about Colette, and that's your tagline, by travelers, for travelers. You know, I want to know, does this sentiment really influence how you approach tour designs? And if it does, as I expect is the case, I'd like you to talk about what it means for travelers who go with Colette.
Absolutely. It very fundamentally does. It starts by the fact that we have a team that is in location. So I have a team of designers that is in Rome, Lisbon, Delhi, Sydney. That those are the places that they call home. Same goes for our contracting team. And I think that brings a pride and a joy in both the experiences that they find, the vendors that they contract. So basically, it influences our supply chain, and that can definitely be seen in the comments that we receive from travelers when they say things like, how do you find these places? It was amazing that we were able to go into someone's house and experience, you know, making this custard pastry. So I think that that is the main reason why it is so important for us and so important for our travelers.
Yeah, it's a great differentiator with you guys. Anna, in January, we're going to convene a preferred travel panel here on the program. We're going to talk about what travel companies are seeing for early trends as 2026 begins. I was alerted before the show today that you have a little of that information now. Can you just give us a sneak peek of where Colette travelers may be going next year, just a few destinations?
Absolutely. We continue to be very strong in Europe, but as far as trends go for 2026, North America, specifically Eastern Canada, is leading the way. And then we have, still as a result of the Olympics, France continues to be very strong. Portugal continues to really be strong, and Eastern and Southern Africa. We've seen some really hot selling weeks recently for these regions specifically.
All right. And we know you guys have been doing guided tours in Africa for three decades now. So,
yes.
Anna, what we appreciate about Colette, we appreciate a lot of things, but you're never resting on your laurels, which could easily happen with a company that's been in business for 108 years. You're always evolving, creating new tours, adapting to people's tastes and preferences. And we know that some of them are right now revolving around America's 250th for 2026, which makes sense. But between those and maybe some others, even internationally, any new opportunities you're delivering to travelers from a tour standpoint?
Absolutely. We are, as you said, we create new tours every year on average, so anywhere between 10 and, if it's a really strong year, 20 new tours. So for some of the ones that we're really passionate about, and a majority of them are within our explorations travel style, which is our smaller group travel style. It's a trend in the industry, and it's definitely a very strong trend for us, is this desire to travel with potentially your new best friends, but in a smaller group. So within that, we have one of our newest tours is Journey Through the Heart of Japan from Tokyo to Osaka. And I'll just share a couple of little things too.
Sure.
I think maybe whet the appetite, which are interactions with things such as a sumo wrestler. We take the train, the Shinkansen, and then we spend a couple of nights in a traditional ryokan with onsens and hakone. So I think it just shows exactly the kinds of things I was talking about as it related to by travelers for travelers.
Well, yeah. I would
good
agree
examples,
with that part.
Yeah.
You know, another thing we respect about Colette, and certainly share when asked frequently, just got back from a big Let's Go America tour, and some folks asked us about Colette because they listened to the show and we had some time we spent with them. But, you know, the company is known. You just mentioned it a little bit earlier, but, you know, going local as much as possible when curating tours, breaking the old stereotypes of what going guided means. And I want you to expand on that a little bit, because maybe toss out an example or two, you know, whether it is the local transport, maybe it is culturally influenced accommodations, other things. That's really important for travelers today.
It absolutely is. They tell us so. We are a bit fanatic about traveler feedback, and we do react to it on a daily basis, and certainly in planning for future seasons. So we have very many examples. I'll share a couple. We do have a night tour that we do in Bangkok using tuk-tuks. It is not just a fun way to experience a city, it's also a more efficient way to experience a city. You can get into places that perhaps a bigger bus can't. But it is also a more, let's call it, standard way of using transportation, such as the subway in main cities. It is out of a focus on convenience for travelers as far as getting you really to where you need to go, because cities, particularly in Europe, are having a much bigger focus on also the quality of life for the people that live there. So access points for tourist buses have changed significantly. So that forces us to be creative. But the end result of that is actually a positive one.
No, there's no question. And I want to give the website. I mean, our listeners know that all the time on this program. But it's just gocolette.com, gocolette.com. Anna, happy Thanksgiving to you and the team. Thanks for spending a little bit of your time with us this morning, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. GoColette.com. We say it all the time. Always love when you support our show sponsors, and they do a great job there. 108 years right now. All right. We wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving in the week ahead. Next week's broadcast is going to be an encore presentation from our Maui broadcast a few months ago as we take off for the holiday weekend. We will return live on Saturday, December 6th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all the guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe and happy travels.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.